Good afternoon. I'm Anthony McCarthy. Welcome to Today with Dr. K. Dr. K is away this week, but I am sitting in as a guest host here on Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM. I love this station and I love its listeners. WEAA reaches to the heart of our communities. And I have to tell you, somewhere our community has broken. Somewhere our community has fallen short. We're talking about Malachi Lawson, the four-year-old little Baltimore boy who was murdered at the hands of his mother and her partner, dumped in a trash can, a dumpster. He was reported missing, but then they told the police that he was dead. Two vigils have taken place. People are absolutely heartbroken. And all you have to do is see this picture of this four-year-old boy with those beautiful braids, those glasses, and that smile showing all the little tooths, those gaps in his teeth. His godmother says that his laugh was infectious. So I decided, my producer and I here today, we wanted to pay honor to this little four-year-old boy, to the life that he lived, the life that he endured, and at such a young age, the life that was lost. Tomorrow at 10:30, there is going to be a funeral, and we want you to show up. If you can go there tomorrow at the Mount Zion Apostolic Faith Church at 3505 North Rogers Avenue. The wake is at 10:30. The funeral is at 11 for four-year-old Malachi. He's going to be buried at 12:30 at Woodlawn Cemetery. We need to stand with his family. We need to stand with this funeral home who has essentially offered their services to bury this four-year-old boy. The family needs help. And you don't have to read too many stories. You don't have to hear about the grandmother yelling and screaming at the people who are at a candlelight vigil for the little boy to realize there is some dysfunction taking place. And somewhere in all that dysfunction, we lost this four-year-old boy. And I want us to pay tribute to him. Let's call his name. Let's send love into the universe. DSS is saying they are investigating where the ball was dropped, how this happened, and we want answers. Maybe you have a story you want to share, or maybe you just want to offer your condolences. 410-319-8888 is the number. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your story. Before we went to the break, Kenneth was online. Kenneth, I want you to continue sharing your thoughts with us. Welcome back to the program.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
And I'll be short.
Okay.
And I know this is about Malachi, but this has happened before. Remember the little girl?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And took her off. The mother gave the child to some man that she did not know.
In Washington was a heartbreaking story.
Yes. And so what I just wanted to, I'm going to move on, and what I just wanted to say is we have a child crisis here in this town. Mm. A child crisis, man. How would it be, Mayor, Governor, all this stuff that you all are into right now, can you stop right now? And can we get people? Baltimore has been asked to show up before and force.
You're right.
Please do this for these children, not just for Malachi, mainly for Malachi, but for all these little children that are hungry every single day.
Mm.
And so far as social services concerned, please, please, stop taking so many lunch breaks. Stop taking so many cigarette breaks, and I don't care if you don't like it. You're not there to smoke cigarettes and eat lunch. You can't tell if a child is being abused.
Mm.
You take these jobs for. That's all I have to say, Anthony.
Kenneth, I appreciate you. Thanks for calling and sharing your outrage, sharing your passion. I really appreciate your love for children. 410-319-8888 is the number for you to join our conversation. And folks, I want to put it out there again. If you're in trouble, if you're a parent and you are up against the wall, I want you to call this program, and you, when Justina answers that phone, I want you to say, I need your help. And we will get you the help that you need. 410-319-8888. Let's pay honor to Malachi Lawson. Mr. Lancaster calling from Glen Burnie's on the line. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I just want to say, you know, when I seen that young boy on TV, I was terrified because I have a 5-year-old grandson.
Wow.
First of all, we can't blame the system. We have to blame the parents. Someone turned their back on her, and she had to turn to her girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the girlfriend couldn't handle the child. But, you know, when you got the uncle on there saying, please return him back, you knew what was going on.
Had to know.
You had to know. You didn't extend your hand, and that's what happened. And, you know, I have a daughter, who I have a 5-year-old grandson, and the mother gave up on him. And what happens when you do that, then the daughter gives up on her child. But I didn't give up on my grandson. Matter of fact, I just had him this weekend.
Praise
and I'm
going
to love him forever. And I say to all the grandfathers and the fathers, look, man, it doesn't take that much to raise a child. All they want you to do is hug them and love them. If you can feed yourself, you can feed them.
Yep.
That's my comment, sir. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Folks, the bigger question is, what happened in our community? What went wrong? Where has things fallen apart that a 4-year-old can be abused, taken out of a home, put in foster care, and then given back? And then the mother is saying, well, they didn't want to let anybody know. They didn't want to take him to the hospital. They didn't want anybody to see. He had been stabbed several times because they didn't want to lose him. Something is wrong in our families. And it's easy for me to say, oh, I'll raise your child. But I can guarantee they won't be abused. I can guarantee they're going to eat. I can guarantee they're going to go to school. I can guarantee they're going to laugh. I can guarantee they're going to watch Paw Patrol. I can guarantee you. And if you can't raise this child, if you're in trouble, ask for help. Someone, if you reach your hand out, somebody will reach back, I promise you. Let's pay honor to Malachi. Tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Apostolic or Mount Zion Apostolic Faith Church. Mount Zion Apostolic Faith Church, 10:30. Meet me there, 3505 North Rogers Avenue in Baltimore. They will be laying to rest 4-year-old Malachi Lawson. 410-319-8888. Let's pay honor to him today. Brother Ed's on the line calling from Northeast Baltimore. Brother Ed, appreciate you listening. Welcome to Today with Dr. K.
Oh, thank you for having me. I tell you, man, that tugged at my heartstrings as well. And Malachi's, the grandmother, they live about 10 minutes away from me on Rogers Avenue, right up from the train station, Rogers Avenue train stop.
Yep, I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
And so I got word of it, man, and I was upset, you know, and I helped pass out flyers in our neighborhood and everything. And actually on that Saturday, I had just put a flyer up in my friend's tire business, and we were all hoping and praying that they could find him or get him back. And then we got the bad news, which was even more upsetting, even to find that it was the mother and her partner. And like you said, when you talk about a decline in our community, you know, that was bad enough that he was missing, but to find that he died at the hands of his own parents. It's very disheartening. And to have disposed of the child in a dumpster. I mean, how low can you go?
Mm.
You know, I mean, that's
evil.
That's it.
Evil. Absolute evil.
Yeah, well, they're going to say mental illness, but I mean, what else can you call it but evil and mean-spirited? If you couldn't take care of the child, there is so much help in Baltimore. There were so many other options that they could have taken. So it's hard to find forgiveness in this situation,
I really appreciate everything you did. I really appreciate everything you did in helping, trying to find the little boy, and stepping up to the plate.
I have a son. I mean, he's grown up now, but, man, if had he had been missing at any stage in his life, I mean, my wife and I could never have even conceived of anything, because we know that we could have turned to family, friends, somebody would have helped us. And like you said, too, he had been scalded in hot water because they found, the medical examiner said that from his waist down, he had been scalded. And they didn't take him to the hospital because that was obvious abuse, child abuse. So they didn't want to take him to the hospital. And so anyway, that's my take on it.
I appreciate I could make
the funeral tomorrow, but unfortunately I can't make it.
Appreciate you. Thanks for your call. Thanks for your concern and everything you did for this little boy. 410-319-8888. That's the number. Let's pay honor. Let's call out his name. Let's bear witness to the short life that was lived by Malachi Lawson. Mike's calling from here in Maryland. Mike, I appreciate you listening. Welcome to Today with Dr. K.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm well. Thanks for calling.
I like your spirit, bro. I like your spirit, bro. We all have love for everybody. We don't need to know everybody individually or what family or city is. But I like your spirit. You know, when we have a child in the hospital, you know, we should have a documentation of the father, or if it's not a father or mother, but combined, and keep a follow-up, a 90-day follow-up, from the hospital to the home, from the home another 90 days, and look at the activities, look at the what called track record. You know, look at the track record, and then we can determine by social service or, you know, medical assistance, or any of these stuff that they try to go for help, if they choose to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And see, you know, how they are. You know, the mother ain't coming to the appointment, the father ain't showing up, or the father's not in his life, or the mother's not in his life, or, you know, just keep a track in the system, like, oh, you know what, he's locked up, or the father just got locked up. And then you could know where the child is being surrounded of that procedure. Then the government service to keep a track. I mean, I know it's about money and government giving approval. I know that. I'm just talking. I'm not trying to say, let's go down to the White House, let's protest that. But the whole moral of the story is, he probably didn't know what to do from her parenting the right way. And then she find someone that say, you know, we be, you gotta understand, when these people fight, what they say, what love has to do with it. They fall in love, if you even be with me, but I can't take your child and you can't take your child. We gotta get rid of the child, baby. It's gonna be me or it's gonna be the child. Or it's gonna be the man or it's gonna be me. And we make that kind of decision of the love. And love gets caught up where we meet someone with responsibility. You need to say, look, this is what you meet me with. Work with me, or then we can still be together. And, you know, you know what made me really so sympathetic is when they say the dumpster. And that really hit home run, man.
That's horrible.
Dumpster, man. When they say home run, it's like, and then he said, I don't know what happened. And the law, my taxpayer money, your taxpayer money, because you work for the station and also wherever you work with your personal business. But it's all taxpayer. Look, we're going to look for that child. Now. We look for that child. Oh, the mother didn't kill the child. Don't take us on the run around and all that when you know you already did what you did. Just look for help. Like you just said earlier, give us the chance to make a difference. I don't know if this is just the first time WEA said, reach out to us. But some people scared for the neighborhood to know, I'm looking for help. That makes me less than a man, less than a woman. Why am I going to look for help? That makes me feel incompetent. Some people, they're holding their pride. They don't want to ask for help.
Mike, I've got a bunch of callers I got to get to. I really appreciate your passion, appreciate your concern and your honesty. I appreciate you calling 410-319-8888. We're talking about 4-year-old Malachi Lawson, the young 4-year-old boy who was found dead in a dumpster. His mother and her partner have been arrested and charged with his death. He was in foster care. He was abused. He was returned to his mother. The four-year-old boy Malachi had endured so much pain. So today here on WEAA, we decided to give people a venue to express themselves, to express their concern, to speak his name, to pay honor and tribute to that short life. But we also, if you find yourself in a situation, if you find yourself in a situation where you need help, we want you to call and reach out for help. We don't want Malachi Lawson's death to be in vain. And we don't want to be here next week or next month or next year talking about a little boy or a little girl who fell through the cracks and nobody did anything. Nobody called. Nobody offered help. WEAA wants to help. 410-319-8888. What did you think when you first heard the news that the four-year-old boy was missing? And then we got word that he was gone. 410-319-8888 is the number. Tony's calling from right here in Baltimore City. Tony, I appreciate you listening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, how you doing? Good evening.
Hey, welcome.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hold on.
Take your time, Tony. I understand. Let's put you on hold for a moment, and we'll come back to you, I promise. Let's go to Kelsey. Kelsey's calling from Owens Mills. You can hear the pain in people's voices. People who don't even know this child are absolutely heartbroken by this loss. Kelsey, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you, Mr. McCarthy. I had called a little while ago, but I have a question. I mean, this is just tearing me to pieces, even when I saw it on television. My question is, either you, if you have the answer, you can answer it, or someone in the general public. Uh-huh. But when the children have health care through the system, like Medicaid or, you know, those programs, they send out notices and let people know when their appointment is, when they have their time for their physical and mm-hmm. things of that nature. They do send out notices. So my question is, if the doctors don't see the child in a long period of time, what is the policy or protocol?
That's a good question.
Does the health insurance company know that this child has missed so many shots or so many appointments, so many visits? You know, do they question it? Someone from the health insurance, do the doctors question it? What is the policy and the protocol they are to follow?
Kelsey, that is a very good question.
Yes, I can't believe they waste time to send out notices to say, okay, you due for this vaccine, you due for that. Well, we missed your last visit. And they keep missing visits. Nobody questions it. So if someone knows the answer or can, you know, help me with that, that I greatly appreciate that.
Thank you, Kelsey. So if you know the answer to that, what is the policy? Maybe you're involved in foster care. Maybe you're involved in social services. What's the policy? How do you check up on these children? How do you follow through? I assume they all have someone at social services or child protection that is responsible for them. Tell us what the process is. 410-319-8888. Let's go back to Tony. Tony's our caller from Baltimore City. Tony, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it together.
I know you are. It's tough. This four-year-old didn't have anybody stand for him.
Right.
And right now, that's what we're trying to do.
And the thing is, you know what I'm saying, we just need to take comfort and joy because it hurts us. You know what I'm saying? Malachi was all of our child. You know what I'm saying? When you really look at it, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Our heart bleeds for what that little angel went through. But, you know, I take joy in the fact that he's in God's hands.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You know, he can't suffer no more. He's up there with the Lord. He's smiling and you know, he's happy and God's got him. We just need to plead the blood over these people with these evil hearts. Plead the blood of Jesus over these people. Plead the blood of Jesus over all of us. You know, when you it's just a hurting thing, but you know, I feel good about the fact that I know he's in a better place now.
Yep, and that's the
truth.
Being
loved.
And
you know
that's
what I'm saying?
The
he's
truth.
Got God. He's dancing and singing with the angels. And I just, oh Lord, it's just hurting. It's just sad the way you know things are today. But that's okay. God's got it. He's got him.
And Tony, I appreciate you calling and speaking that little boy's name.
Yes.
And let's all
just keep the family in prayer as well.
Yep.
Let's plead the blood of Jesus over the family.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I just take comfort and I know he's in a better place.
Yep.
I just thank you.
Thank you for your call. Let's try to get another caller in before the end of the half hour. All of you, hold on. We're going to come back to you. Marvin's on the phone. He's a new caller. Marvin, appreciate you calling. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Anthony. How are you today?
I'm blessed.
Anthony, I'm angry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know, I am upset. My heart is sad. And I'm angry because I put the blame on family court. I done been down there, I done sit down there, and I watch what they do. You'll have somebody from social service who will say, no, the child, we don't want the child to go back to the parent. Mm-hmm. And the judge, 9 out of 10 cases, the judge gives the child back to the parent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what kind of system is this? And this baby. I mean... I'm so upset. My heart is so sad.
And broken. I know. I feel it. I can hear the pain in your voice.
Malachi is my son's name, too.
Wow. Jesus.
So I feel like I lost my son.
Marvin, we've got to take a quick break. I'm sorry. We got to take a break.
All
folks,
right,
you're listening thank to you, Today man. With Dr. K. I'm Anthony McCarthy. This is Public Radio, WEAA. We'll be right back.
Jazz is an essential part of the universal language of music, one that anyone can understand and connect to. Music like this deserves a secure home on the radio dial. Become a part of the team that helps make great jazz possible. Do your part now by making a donation to keep jazz on public radio 88.9 alive and well. Go to WEAA.org and click the Donate Now button. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon. I'm Anthony McCarthy. This is Today with Dr. K. I'm guest hosting, sitting in this beautiful chair for Dr. K, talking this 2 hours about 4-year-old Malachi Lawson. I'm sure you have seen the news about the 4-year-old boy who was reported missing, found dead in a dumpster. His mother and her partner have been charged with his murder. It has devastated the community. Somewhere along the line, someone dropped the ball. Someone did not protect this 4-year-old. And so we're paying honor to him. We're speaking his name, and we're doing what we can. Tomorrow at 10:30 at the Mount Zion Apostolic Faith Church, 3505 North Rogers Avenue, there will be a service tomorrow to lay 4-year-old Malachi Lawson to rest. The public is invited to show up and show out. Bring flowers, bring cards. Let's pay tribute to this beautiful little 4-year-old boy. Denise has been holding. I appreciate your patience, Denise, calling from Northeast Baltimore. Welcome to the program. Denise? Okay. Let's go next to Ann Ann is a new caller calling from Edna Gardens right here in Baltimore. Ann, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Anthony,
yes.
My heart is very heavy as a result of what has happened to Malachi.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a few things to say, and please listen closely and carefully to what I'm about to say.
I let everybody say whatever they need to say.
Okay. To what has happened to Malachi, you cannot label it as mental health. Back in the 90s, someone decided to deinstitutionalize mental health hospitals across the country. Whoever made that decision knew nothing about mental health.
Mm.
It was viewed then cheaper to deinstitutionalize the hospitals and give these patients, quote unquote, the SSI. Back then, they gave them anywhere between $500 to $700 a month. These people have been in under mental health care for years. They had been cared for, they had meds, they had therapy, they had clothes, they had socialization, and most of all, they were in a safe environment. We all knew of someone in our families or in the community who acted strange, said strange things, did strange things.
Mm-hmm.
But with that being said, those people did not commit heinous crimes. Once kicked out of the hospitals with no support systems, in terms of medication, a safe environment to live in, these patients became easy targets on the streets, not only in Baltimore, but across the country for many people, substance abuse pushers. These people were given the $500 to $700 a month to care for themselves. Mind you, they were institutionalized where they had a structured environment, meds, food, and safe environment. Well, I'm speaking, Anthony, from my own history
mm-hmm.
of an intake specialist and a triage person in a mental health hospital for over 30 years. These people that have a DSM diagnosis, an Axis 1, an Axis 2, and an Axis 3, then most often they had a medical diagnosis, like high blood pressure. These people were left to link up with outpatient facilities for continued care. They had been hospitalized for years, Anthony. They had someone that made decisions for them and their well-being.
Mm-hmm.
So my question now is, what is being offered to address the mental health crises, quote unquote, that we are now in? Because not only has this happened in Baltimore, but this has happened across the country
mm-hmm.
with the mass shootings, but yet they want to label it mental health. Anthony, this is not mental health. These people that were in hospitals, Walter P. Carter, Springfield, Crownsville, and other outpatient institutions, mental health patients do not plan and plot heinous crimes.
Mm.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mental health people do not plan and plot. They are oftentimes the victims.
Wow.
So again, somewhere along the way, the short 4 years that Malachi lived, someone messed up big time, and now they want to label it as a mental health issue.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony, trust me, it is not. And I'm more than sure that someone that's listening to my voice knew exactly what I'm saying and exactly where I'm coming from, because this is not a DSM diagnosis. This is negligence and neglect for Malachi.
Mm. And thank you for your call. Thank you for your wisdom, your smart words, and sharing that information with us. Putting things in context, oftentimes, it helps people understand how deep the problem goes. And you can't just label something. You can't just call it something and paint one with one brush all people suffering from mental illness. People with mental health challenges don't always do these heinous, violent things. So let's stop labeling it mental health. It's the first thing that came out of the mouth of the president. The first thing that came out of the mouth of a lot of these people opposed to gun control. It's mental health. We've got to do better. Let's go to Bubby. Bubby's calling from...
Not,
Let's call Bubby.
Yes, sir. Thank you much.
Bubby, welcome to the program.
Let me just say, I stopped at my twin sister house to get a sandwich for lunch. And my twin great nephews is at the house. They are two, Diamond and Dash.
Mm-hmm.
So I promised them that I was going to take them to the playground around 157 playground today. So when I got off from work, I took them around the playground. Yeah. They sunburned, I sunburned. But I say all that to say, no one knows how people feel when you lose someone, especially when you lose a child. I buried two sons, so I know what that loss is.
Mm.
I just wish someone could have gave Malachi to us so we could have loved on that baby boy.
Yep.
And that's all I want to say. I don't want to politicize this issue or nothing. I just feel so sorry for that young boy, that the pain that he must endure at the hands of adults. I will give my life for any child, especially my own. I thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, Bubby. I appreciate you. Thank you for taking your sister's children out as well. It takes just a few minutes to love a child, to stand up for a child. 410-319-8888. So many passionate callers, so many people in pain, so many people heartbroken. Tomorrow, the family is inviting you to the funeral of 4-year-old Malachi. And it's the wake starts at 10:30. Folks, they need help. The funeral home needs help. The family needs help. Mount Zion Apostolic Faith Church, 3505 North Rogers Avenue. 3505 North Rogers Avenue. Mount Zion Apostolic Faith Church. Let's show up for Malachi Lawson. 10:30, wake. The service is at 11. He's going to be buried at Woodlawn Cemetery. Some police officers got together and donated his funeral plot. The community comes together. Oftentimes, heartbreak and pain brings us together. And I have to tell you, I was going to go to one of the candlelight vigils for Malachi, but I couldn't do it. I mean, I literally could not bring myself. I knew that I would be a weeping mess. I'm a big black man, but I will tell you, my heart broke into a million pieces at the very news. And I don't know what to do when I see kids, 13, 14-year-old kids, attacking people in the streets, beating up police officers, a police officer being shot in his front yard, our own congressman having someone kick in his front door, break into his home. Something has broken down, and I'm a spiritual person. I'm a man of faith. Something is missing in our community. When a 4-year-old boy can be scalded and stabbed, abused, and ultimately give his life. Malachi Lawson deserved so much better. I feel so responsible. Raylene's calling from Northeast Baltimore. Raylene, I appreciate your patience. Welcome to the program.
How you doing? Thank you for allowing me to be here. I am heartbroken too, and want to say that to speak on as far as the responsibility of DSS and the courts and all, I'm a foster care parent, and I know that a child that's in the system has a caseworker, visits them every month. Then the foster care parents themselves have a caseworker that visits them every 3 months. The magistrate, and then also Malachi should have had an attorney for him as well. And the magistrate, now I'm going to tell you, a wonderful magistrate, I believe her name is Dawn Jones, she wants to sleep good at night. She don't play with this kind of stuff, so I don't know about the other magistrates. Also, I think what failed Malachi is Facebook onlookers, the friends. My understanding, and someone showed me on the job, that the mother had posted a video of her playing with Malachi, but she hit him real hard.
Punched him. Yeah, somebody told me about it.
okay?
Yeah.
So you got people looking, and you got people commenting, and you got observers, but everybody want to mind their business. And then, of course, things like this happen. Mm-hmm. But again, if he was visited every month, and if people in the family and friends that came to visit or were suspicious should have said something, even anonymously, Malachi could have still been with us. Also, one more thing, and I'm going to let you go.
Go ahead.
When a child is in a situation like this with foster care, they really need a spokesperson to speak up for them other than the parents and people maybe in the family that cannot articulate well.
Yeah.
Because when you have it going on, when you document, when you make sure and you question, why, a caseworker, are you at my house without a binder, without taking notes, without being organized? You got to really pull them up and cause them to be a little bit more organized and professional, because a lot of them are burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
We need new ones to come in that have a passion, because the ones that are there are burnt out, and I can't say they don't care, but they're going to do less as possible.
Raylene, thank you for sharing that information with us. Thank you for sharing that knowledge with us. Folks, if you know that a child is in foster care and they are not being treated well, you have an obligation to speak up, to call that child's name, to call social services, to call the police department. If you are a foster mother, if you are a mother or father, and you are not dealing well with this child, and you find yourself on the verge of abusing this child, I'm telling you, you can take that child. If you don't, if there's nobody in your family that you can count on, you can take that baby to the nearest fire department. And all you, they will not ask any questions. All you have to do is say, I can't do this. And they will take that child and protect that child. We've got to do better. We must do better. For Malachi, for every child that cannot speak for themselves or fight back, we have to do better. When someone told me last night that the mother, and it made me call into question, what kind of mother posts a video of her punching her child and think that that's okay? And I'm telling you, if you need help, all you have to do is call WEAA 410-319-8888, and we will get you the help you need. Miss Carter's calling. Miss Carter, I appreciate you calling. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I'm just sitting here. We out here on the fish, out here fishing, and the heat is so hot for me. I'm just sitting in the truck, and I'm listening to your radio station, and I I'm just burning up. Not in front of the heat from what's going on,
mm-hmm.
because I heard young man say earlier he had a son or a grandson named Malachi. I have a great-grandson named Malachi, and I just know how it feels. But it looked like to me what you've been saying on the radio station that Malachi really never had a chance, because I think I
didn't have a chance.
When he was in the foster home, he was abused. And then they turned him loose and sent him back to his mother. Well, the poor little child never had a chance.
Mm.
He never had a chance. You know, 4 years old, and I love children because I've raised 15 children, not children of
my
own.
Wow.
And I went out of town and worked and raised two doctor's children. I came back to Jacksonville, Florida, and I worked at the Boys and Girls Club. And I just love kids. You know, when I hear something like that, but, you know, I'm not saying all foster mothers. I'm saying some of them. I'm not saying
mm-hmm.
foster.
Of course.
Good foster mother. But they out for the money, not to take care of the children, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that when you say foster care, I just get nervous all over, really. I get nervous all over foster care. But my mother and father raised us when we were little and raised us very well. But it's out there, you know, it's there, and all we can do is, the main thing we can do, top it all off of everything. Malachi is gone now, but we just need to start praying.
Yeah.
And every night before I go to bed, I pray for parents, I pray for their children, I pray for when they're taking them to school or picking them up from daycare. We just got to pray more. That's all. We just got to pray.
And I know you're a good woman because you said you were fishing.
Yeah, no, I'm sitting in the truck. Now, I caught my 10 fish already.
All right.
And I refuse to stand out on the pier and fish anymore.
Mm-hmm. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless
Thank you
too.
For everything you've done. I appreciate you. Andre is on the line calling from Northeast Baltimore. Andre, we're paying honor to Malachi Lawson today.
Yeah, how you doing, Anthony?
I'm well.
Yeah, this is Andre. I ran into you Saturday.
Yes.
I just wanted to tease you about, at breakfast when you, about your eating habits. Right?
You did. I remember.
but anyway, my heart is sad for Malachi and what has happened, right?
Yeah.
And when I was listening to the show, it's very touching, and it's very touching. It's personal for me because I have a 4-year-old grandson, right?
Wow.
And he's in a situation like Malachi was in because his mother is not doing a good job of taking care of him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In this case here, I'm very angry. And I'm angry because, you know, like my son got killed.
Mm-hmm.
And his death anniversary was yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And, we, you know, that's okay. And we went to the burial ground to see him. My mm-hmm. mother's at the same. So we seen him. And, you know, like, and I put some pictures on Facebook. Well, we've been dealing with the courts and social services about my grandson for the last 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I'm angry is because I am one of those ones who have been trying to, my wife and I have been trying to get involved with making sure that our grandson was in a stable living environment. His,
yeah.
his maternal grandmother had him for a while, and she was doing a great job with
mm-hmm.
him. We went back to court, and when we went back to court, the suggest, you know, like the recommendation from his lawyers in the DSF case manager was that he stay with his grandmother. The magistrate, the woman in the court, she decided that she wanted to give him back to his mother.
Oh.
That's the wrong thing to do. The mother is right now, she's a practicing drug addict.
Mm.
She's out there and she's still using, you know, and it's hurtful, you know, it hurts, you know, like in. As a result of that, she looks at it like we're trying to take her son from her. We're just trying to find what's best for him, right?
Yep. You know, mm-hmm.
I need all the support I can get to try to help me help mm-hmm. him. Because as a grandparent, the judge told me right there in the courtroom, as grandparents, you don't have no rights.
Damn, darn.
Mm. And it was told me and his maternal grandmother that, right?
Wow.
And I couldn't believe it. You know, y'all are not making a great decision here. That's what I wanted to say. That, you know, like this brought up, you know, like again, a lot of pain because my heart goes out to Malachi's family. You know,
mm-hmm.
Malachi's in a better place now, but it brought up some pain for what I've been dealing with as it relates to my 4-year-old grandson.
Mm-hmm.
He's the same age Malachi is. You know, when Malachi unfortunately passed away. So this is what I'm dealing with, man, and it's been really hurtful. You know,
Andre, God bless you, and I send you. Once again, I know I send you my condolences at the anniversary of the loss of your son. And I know you're a great grandpa. And I know that God's at your back. And we've got you. 410-319-8888. Tanika's calling, a new caller from Randallstown. Tanika, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I was calling. I just heard Andre speaking, and I really feel sympathy for him and
mm-hmm.
Malachi. I have been trying to work with the system for over a year, and I finally started writing an article because I was a foster mother at one time,
mm-hmm.
and I was trying to get back into it. And I have just been turned through every loop, and every time I turn around, I'm turning on the news, hearing that kids are being abused, molested, killed. And it's like the state is stopping us from wanting to help. I'm getting turned down because I have trundle beds.
Oh, my Lord.
And I don't
Lord.
See anywhere where these trundle beds are hurting these kids. Not in one article has these beds hurt any kids. It's always a person that's hurting these kids.
The kind of bed that you have?
Yes. Adam went through. I contacted, first Baltimore County.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went through Baltimore City Department of Social Service. Then I tried calling a couple private agencies,
mm-hmm.
and they said that the state has made a rule now that trundle beds are not acceptable.
Dear God.
And like I said, I've done foster care before. I passed all my background checks. My kids passed all of their background checks. And in the meantime, you got kids kids on the daily being harmed.
Mm. Thank you for your love. Thank you for what you're trying to do. Stay in touch with us here at WEAA. If there's anything that we can do to draw attention to these laws, to draw attention to these regulations, someone wanting to step up and serve and protect our children, and they are saying you have the wrong kind of bed.
Yes.
That's just nonsense. Thank you for your call, Tanika. Let's go to Hattie. Hattie's calling from Pikesville, a brand new caller. We love new callers here at WEAA. Thank you for listening. Welcome to Today with Dr. K.
Bless your heart. How's everyone?
Thank you for calling.
I am just so hurt.
Yeah.
So hurt. Let me tell you, when I'm out shopping, I hear a cry. Trust me, I stop.
Mm.
And I go seek to make sure that baby or that child is okay. To see and hear about this child, Malachi, I agree with our previous caller. This is not mental health.
Yeah.
And how can, even in my community, when I don't see kids, I go knock on doors or I make phone calls. I haven't seen the child. How is he? How is she?
Praise.
I ask questions.
That's wonderful. And
I'm a kid with five siblings born in poverty in North Carolina. Didn't have anyone but my grandmother. Couldn't read and write. But she always told me, God is going to bless you. What are you going to do when he bless you?
Mm.
And I always said, Mama, I was 9 years old. I'm always look out for little children. And I can't believe that I miss Malachi.
Mm.
It touched my heart so greatly. It touched my heart. Children is every one of us. They are our business. They are our business. We can't turn the head, turn your cheek when things are going on to kids because they can't speak up for themselves, y'all. They can't speak up for themselves.
They can't.
I'd rather be wrong than to be right.
Phew.
But if it don't look right, I got to say something.
Yep.
I can't keep my mouth closed. I can't keep my mouth closed. At the age of 13, a young boy in the neighborhood, kids picked on him. He was shabby, didn't have nice things. My first summer job, I bought him two outfits.
Wow.
I bought him wash rags, some soap, bought him a pair of tennis. The whole summer, the kids received them. This year will be 54 years serving kids in need through my little nonprofit, the Children's Mission Incorporated. And I thank God. Things look like it ain't going to be, but God always make a way that we can always help a kid in need. So I say to everyone, never be too busy or unconcerned that you will overlook the need of a child. And it don't take a whole lot of money, but it does take your concern. Because what you don't have, God got somebody else that will take care of it. Just need you to speak up.
Hattie, I got to keep moving. I'm almost out of time. I appreciate you. Thank you for everything you do for children. God bless you. Let's go to Paul. Paul's calling from West Baltimore. Paul, thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. You know, a few years ago, I had my niece lost her life to a father.
Mm.
My niece was working and had a car, and she was in an accident. So the father's grandmother, which was close by the school, decided that she would keep the baby.
Mm-hmm.
They would just let the baby stay down here, and the baby can go to school from here. Well, anyway, my younger sister, which is the grandmother, was calling down there asking, how's the baby doing? And the girl was 5 years old. And the grandmother, oh, she's fine. She's out with her father. My sister said, you know, it's 2 or 3 days. I haven't checked on her, so she decided to go down there. When she went down there, the woman said, oh, she's gone to the store with her father.
Mm.
She'll find out he drowned that baby.
Dear God.
That girl was dead for 3 days, and they lied to my sister about that. He killed my niece and only got 25 years, 25 years for drowning his own daughter in a tub. The sad part was, you know, it was the grandmother who said, oh, I'll take her to school. I'll be responsible. Come find out the father killed her. 3 days. The baby was dead for 3 days when my sister found out what happened to her.
Dear
so
God.
I have great compassion when it comes to children. But it's some sick, twisted mind people out here that weed, them pills, whatever they're doing, they need to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what the outcome is in a lot of situations. Thank you, take my
Paul, time. Thank you for calling. Thank you for sharing that tragic story. My condolences to you and your entire family. Folks, we've got to do better. I keep saying it. We have spent 2 hours and the phone lines have been lit up with people sharing these tragic stories of children that have fallen through the cracks. We have to take responsibility. Tomorrow at 10:30, there's going to be a funeral at 3505 North Rogers Avenue, the Mount Zion Apostolic Faith Church. 4-year-old Malachi Lawson will be laid to rest. Cosette's calling from Columbia. Cosette, you are our last caller of the day. I really appreciate it. It's been a very powerful but painful show, but I appreciate you calling.
Thank you so much. I do apologize if this is already stated. This has been about 40 minutes for a video. But so many life and community challenges, we lack action, accountability. If we sincerely care, sincerely are troubled of what is happening to some of our children, as in Malachi, join NASA. The training is free. All you need is your time. I don't know if we know that. I do live in Howard County, but there is a greater need in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
I've been volunteering since 2012. That's all. I know your show is ending. So just, I mean.
Now, what's the name of the organization again? You keep breaking up, so I'm not hearing.
I'm sorry. Court?
CASA. Our friend Faraji, who's coming up here in a few moments, he introduced us to that great organization and the great work that's being done there.
Okay.
I really appreciate you calling and giving us that reminder, Cosette. I appreciate it. Thank you for what you do for children. God bless you.
Thank you. Enjoy your day.
Folks, we have an obligation. We have an obligation, even if they're not our children. We say things, we do cliches like it takes a village, but we have to live up to that. We have to live up to that. We have an obligation to our children. We have an obligation.